Hi, my name is Tara Lacey. I'm a junior here at Carmel High School, and I'm going to be singing for you guys today.
I started getting first involved in music when I was around the age of 5. So right when I was starting kindergarten, my mom always made me watch musical videos, and I always remember singing along to the TV.
Perfect guy, a bum who wants to do what's right, but often does what's wrong.
We watch some of the musicals over and over again, and she started singing along with it. And she actually remember some of the parts about the movie, because this was when she was like 3 or 4.
Yes. I'm so alone. Bum, bum, bum. Not, no got a body to call my own. Please turn on your magic ping. Mr. Sandman, dream me a dream.
That's great, hon.
Yeah, I do remember my first performance. It was 6th grade, and it was through choir. Actually, even before that, it was 5th grade, and I was my elementary school was doing Annie the Musical. I got one of the main leading orphans, and her name was July, and that was the first time I actually like had a solo on stage. And I actually was not that nervous compared to how much I thought I was gonna be, but that's probably just because I had a lot of practice. Inspired me is Defying Gravity, originally sung by Idina Menzel in the musical Wicked. I performed Defying Gravity in 7th grade in the spring musical once again, and I was Alphaba, so I was painted green, and I remember being really excited, and I sang that whole song, and we had the rest of the choir around me, and they were kind of like doing the chorus part of it.
It's time to trust my instincts.
That actually set the stage for the rest of my musical career by, I think, almost giving me, like, a boost. Just because I thought I never was going to be able to get on stage with a ton of people, you know, staring at me. But it helped me a lot because I realized, oh, this is something, like, you know, I'm actually good at. I always tried to find something that maybe I could, you know, grow at. And I think I found music as being that.
Driving in circles and
So the genre that I go to most when it comes to singing, like the one that I love, I gravitate towards, is so it's musical theater, but if you're going into it deeper, it'd be the Golden Age standards.
It's not simple to say.
The song She Used to Be Mine, written by Sarah Bareilles, is in the musical Waitress. And it's basically about this woman who got pregnant by her husband, who is very abusive. Obviously, like, that's not the easiest thing to relate to when you're a 16-year-old teenager. And I think the easiest way for me to relate it was really looking closer at the lyrics. There was one that was, it said, "You're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back.
You're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start."
I think what I was trying to portray as the message was, like, I wasn't expecting to get so much older so fast, and I just want everything to, you know, slow down, and that's what I was trying to relate to.
Just a little to bring back the fire in her eyes that's been gone but used to be mine. Used to be mine.
Music to me is life-changing, motivational, and powerful.
She is gone, but she used to be mine.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Behind the Music. For more of my episodes and for more stories produced by the students here at 91.3 FM, you can go on to whae.com. With the Behind the Music podcast in WHJE, this has been Rachel Lacey.